great.
98.1 KZE on the line with me today. It is Chris Trapper. He's coming through the Park Theater in Hudson this Saturday, November 2nd. And it is great to chat with you, Chris. Thanks for hopping on.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan. We're big fans here at KZE. How has your fall been going?
My fall's been going great. I just finished a new record, which was a lot of fun, but it's been maybe the longest recording process I've ever had, because I probably started it a couple of years ago. But I've been interspersing recording sessions with tour dates, and I've been busy and doing a lot of support dates for different people. Like, I opened for Pat Benatar and Sammy Hagar.
Awesome.
REO Speedwagon, and most recently Three Dog Night, and the Men at Work. So I basically feel like I'm an 80s pop star.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's not.
That's quite a list. Do you, when you find those support gigs, are those kind of like on your wish list? Do they reach out to you? How does that connection happen?
It's kind of random. So basically, most of the stuff happened was I opened for Pat Benatar once. It was right after COVID. And so it was a good gig, and they remembered liking me, and I wasn't a pain to deal with. So I kind of said, I saw that they had a longer tour coming up. And I said, you think I do that tour? And ultimately they said yes. And then I did another. Then they asked me back the following summer, which was last summer. And then through that, a lot of the same kind of people behind the scenes work with her, work with Sammy Hagar and REO Speedwagon. So that's how that stuff came about. So.
Word gets around. You know, I always tell people that half the battle in the music world is just like, are you nice to work with? Are you easy to get along with? Do you show up on time?
I mean, you're so right, because I try and read whoever I'm playing with, what their vibe is right away. And I can tell that Pat and Neil, her husband, they had just been so famous in their heyday that they kind of just want a little privacy and want to be left alone until they talk to you. And when they talk to you, it's great. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But so it's kind of feeling different people out, knowing where their boundaries are. And ultimately, we became friends, but it was just kind of me being sensitive to not barging in your first night and saying, "Hey, I'm Chris, and I want to know everything about you. I want you to know everything about me." And so just feeling people out, being respectful, and then I think that your show has to be good too, and you have to be able to entertain. Like, I find that the support dates, the challenge is kind of getting an audience to wake up and connect, and it's like an opening process, because music is kind of the quickest route to the soul. So I mean, the opening act's job is to get people to just open up a little bit and be ready for music.
Yeah, so you're reading the room in multiple ways and in multiple aspects.
Trying to, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Does that carry over into your headlining tours? Do you find that every audience is different, that you have to kind of interact with them in different ways?
It's funny, because I mean, lately, because I've been headlining so sparsely that I wrote a set and I've been sticking to it. But yeah, I mean, every night's different geographically, and the vibe and the size of the crowds. I just played a town called Dunn, North Carolina, which was my first time there. So the crowd wasn't packed, but it was a great vibe. And it's just, I don't know, I just love the process. And it always circulates me back to when I was a child and my parents would have me give me lip sync to Tom Jones records in a hairbrush.
Mm-hmm.
For my relatives. And I remember that being like the most comfortable I ever felt in my own skin, was just being on that little like the stoop to my staircase growing up with aunts and uncles watching me, and they would tip me like 10 cents, 5 cents. And so I always revert back to that place where it's just, I just love being on stage. I love singing. I love writing. So it's kind of my happy place, ultimately.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know you continued to do it even, 2020, you went to quite a bit of effort to continue touring. You did your backyard social distance tour. What was that like?
Well, it's definitely much less glamorous than my previous tour in 2019 was opening for Rob Thomas. That was my last tour before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And that was glamorous. Like, there was catering backstage and just very, just you're very well taken care of. Whereas the backyard shows, I mean, well, I remember taking a few months off, a few months being home like everybody was. And I've been so used to different stimuli and different friends and different like hotel rooms and scenery and that I started not freaking out but just getting very anxious to do something. So I recorded a record at home and then I started to book backyard shows. And so I would show up at somebody's house and that I didn't necessarily know, and that they'd be like, "Chris, we want you to set up next to the shed, and it's been raining out. We got your nice sound system, but don't step in the cable because it's been exposed to water.
Oh my gosh.
And your green room is inside the house, but unfortunately, it's a spare bedroom, and you're sharing it with the cat's litter box, and the cat's had a urinary tract infection. Like this stuff really happened."
Yeah, that sounds way too specific to be made up.
Yes. The kids were supposed to clean up the dog's poop, so don't step on that either. But it just felt good to get to perform for people and to interact with people. I thrive on it so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've been balancing the touring schedule and recording the new album, which am I allowed to say the name of the new album? Is it out there in the world?
I mean, I'm still trying to pick between two titles. So maybe we could do a listener vote.
Okay.
It's either going to be, you can say whatever you know of.
Okay, so what was in my advance email was Watching Sparks Fly By, which I really like.
Right. But the other option is Campfire Symphony.
Campfire Symphony. Both very strong.
Yeah.
And you know,
oh, thank you. I appreciate
without
that.
Having heard more than the one single, I can't say which vibe fits better. But and they both kind of have that like fire spark connection.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah. So the issue is, it's in a different song that I don't think you have yet, but it's the first song off the record. So I like the title "Watching Sparks Fly By." But then that's also what the first song is called.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then there's a line about a campfire symphony. It's very complicated, I tell you, my job. It's so complex.
It's a lot of things to think about.
A lot of things to think about that nobody will care about, but me, except for me.
No, I mean, our listeners are all going to care very deeply, and that's why radio is a great medium for this, because we will probably get responses with opinions.
Right, so which is a better title for an album, Campfire Symphony or Watching Sparks Fly By?
All right, leaving it to the listeners. And actually, a great way to get Chris your feedback is to come to the show at the Park Theater in Hudson on Saturday. Have you played the Park Theater before?
No, it's my first time there, so I'm super psyched to be there because I've been playing the same two places in that region for the past like decade.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be exciting to play something new.
Yeah,
you know?
I haven't been up yet, but I've heard wonderful things. I mean, the space is apparently just like truly magical. So really great venue to go and see. And yeah, if you're listening now and you have thoughts on Watching Sparks Fly By versus Campfire Symphonies, go. And I mean, I guess maybe I shouldn't tell people to like walk up to you after the show, but...
No, they certainly can. Please do.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
I'm always accessible. I'm wandering around somewhere. Lost.
I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that it is Halloween today. Do you have Halloween plans? Are you trick-or-treating or doing anything costumey tonight?
Yes, sir. I'm going to be passing out candy. My oldest son is away at college in Florence, Italy. My younger son's 17, so he's not trick-or-treating. But last night, he and I went to Salem, Massachusetts.
Ooh.
And we went to a couple haunted houses, walked by the oldest graveyard in America, and then went in a wax museum, and it was really cool. But He gives me limited time, though, because he's a teenager, and of course, friends come first.
Yeah, 17, so, busy schedule.
Yeah, so just to get a little time with him, I was really psyched about.
Awesome. Well, Chris Trapper, thank you so much for hopping on with me. This has been absolutely lovely.
I love chatting with you, so thank you so much also. And thanks to the station for being so supportive for so long.
Absolutely.
I never take it for granted. Super appreciate it.
Keep sending us good music, and we'll keep playing it. That's what we do.
I'll try my best. Let's hope so.
That's Saturday night, this Saturday the 2nd, at the Park Theater in Hudson. All right.